Happy New Year's Eve, everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. Hope you all enjoyed a little eggnog and maybe some sugar cookies over the holidays. But as we wrap up 2024, it's pretty clear that cyber criminals weren't taking any breaks.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've got three interconnected stories to dive into today, each one highlighting vulnerabilities in different sectors.
Sounds a little ominous.
First up, a sneaky Chrome extension supply chain attack that hit right on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
Then we'll move on to a concerning breach of the U.S. Treasury Department. And finally, we'll discuss new cybersecurity rules for healthcare organizations that are coming down the pipeline.
Well, it really is striking how interconnected our digital world is. You know, a seemingly minor vulnerability in one area can have these ripple effects across entire industries, as we'll see in these stories.
All right, let's get started with that first story.
Sounds good.
Talk about bad timing. Can you imagine dealing with a phishing email on Christmas Day?
Oh, no.
Sadly, that's exactly what happened to an employee at Cyberhaven, a cybersecurity company focused on data protection.
And this wasn't just a case of stealing the employee's personal information. The attackers were after a bigger game. By compromising this employee's account, they gained access to the company's Google Chrome Web Store account. That's when things took a really interesting turn.
So they were able to use that access to slip in some malware.
Exactly. They published a malicious version of Cyberhaven's own Chrome extension, and they designed it to specifically target Facebook advertising users. Think about the kind of information those accounts hold. Access tokens, business account details, ad account information. It's a goldmine for attackers.
That's a pretty clever way to target a specific group of users. Instead of casting a wide net, they went straight for the people most likely to have valuable data.
Absolutely. And to make matters worse, the attackers were pretty sophisticated. They even tried to bypass two-factor authentication using QR code scanning.
Hold on, QR code scanning. How could that possibly help them get around two-factor authentication?
It's a bit technical, but essentially, attackers can try to trick users into scanning a malicious QR code. This could allow them to steal authentication tokens or session cookies, giving them access to the user's account even with 2FA in place. It's a good reminder that security measures, while important, are not foolproof.
This whole situation is making me think twice about all the Chrome extensions I have installed. I definitely need to review the permissions I've granted.
It's a good idea to be cautious with any extension, especially those that have auto updates enabled. You might be unknowingly giving them access to a lot of your sensitive data.
Speaking of sensitive data, let's move on to our second story. This one hits a little close to home as it involves the U.S. Treasury Department. It seems even government agencies aren't immune to cyber attacks.
This particular attack is a prime example of how compromised credentials can have a domino effect, especially when we're talking about an agency responsible for the nation's finances. It all started with a compromised remote support platform.
So wait, aren't those platforms supposed to make things more secure? I thought they gave IT professionals a controlled way to access systems remotely.
In theory, yes. But in this case, a group of Chinese state-sponsored threat actors targeted a company called Beyond Trust, a vendor of remote support software. They were able to exploit zero-day vulnerabilities in Beyond Trust's systems.
Zero-day vulnerabilities. So we're talking about flaws that no one even knew existed. That seems like an almost impossible challenge to defend against.
It's definitely a tough one. It means attackers can exploit these weaknesses before developers have a chance to patch them. And unfortunately, the U.S. Treasury Department was a Beyond Trust customer. The attackers used their access to Beyond Trust systems as a stepping stone to compromise government computers.
So they essentially used Beyond Trust as a backdoor into the Treasury Department's network.
Exactly. They were able to steal documents and potentially other sensitive information. It's a sobering reminder that even the most well-protected organizations can be vulnerable if their vendors or partners are compromised.
This whole situation had me thinking about supply chain attacks in a new light. It's one thing to secure your own systems, but it's another level of complexity to ensure all your vendors and partners are doing the same.
It's a crucial point. Robust cybersecurity requires a holistic approach. You need to carefully vet your vendors, ensure they have strong security practices in place, and monitor their systems for any suspicious activity. You can't just assume they've got it covered.
That's a great point. You really need to take a proactive approach to security, both internally and externally. So did they ever catch the attackers or figure out how they were able to exploit these zero-day vulnerabilities?
Beyond Trust conducted a thorough investigation and identified two zero-day vulnerabilities in their remote support SaaS platform. These vulnerabilities allowed the attackers to bypass security measures and gain access to sensitive data. They shut down the compromised instances of their software and revoked the stolen API keys to prevent further access. The FBI and CISA also assisted in the investigation.
It's reassuring to hear they acted quickly to contain the damage and prevent further access. Do we know if the threat actors still have access to the Treasury Department systems?
As of now, there's no evidence to suggest they do, but this incident serves as a stark reminder that cybersecurity is a continuous battle.
All right, let's move on to our third and final story for today, which focuses on the healthcare sector. It seems the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, is taking steps to strengthen cybersecurity in this industry, which has increasingly become a target for cybercriminals.
It's a welcome development. Healthcare organizations handle incredibly sensitive personal information, and in response to this growing threat, HHS has proposed significant updates to the HIPUH security rule.
HIPUH, is that pronounced HIP?
Yes, HIPAA. It stands for the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which sets standards for protecting sensitive patient data.
So what are these proposed updates, and how will they impact healthcare organizations?
These proposed changes aim to make it much harder for attackers to gain access to and steal patient data. They include some key requirements, such as encrypting protected health information, implementing multi-factor authentication for accessing systems, and segmenting networks to prevent attackers from moving laterally.
So they're essentially building higher walls and adding extra layers of security around patient data. What prompted these changes? Was there a specific incident that brought this to light?
The healthcare sector has been hit particularly hard by ransomware attacks and data breaches in recent years. There was a recent breach of Ascension, one of the largest U.S. healthcare systems, that affected millions of people. These attacks can have life or death consequences. If hospitals have to delay surgeries or divert ambulances because their systems are crippled.
That's a terrifying thought. It really underscores how important cybersecurity is, not just for protecting data, but for protecting lives.
Absolutely. While some healthcare organizations might see these new rules as burdensome, the potential cost of a data breach far outweighs the investment in stronger cybersecurity. And the potential impact on patient care is just too significant to ignore.
You're right. It's a small price to pay for peace of mind and the safety of patients. So we've covered some pretty heavy stories today, from compromised Chrome extensions to government breaches and new regulations in healthcare. As we wrap up 2024, I'm curious to hear your predictions for what the cybersecurity landscape will look like in 2025.
Well, based on the trends we've seen this year, I think we can expect a continued rise in sophisticated supply chain attacks. Attackers are realizing that targeting smaller vendors or partners can be an effective way to gain access to larger organizations. We need to be more vigilant than ever about vetting our partners and ensuring they have strong security practices in place.
That makes a lot of sense, especially given the Beyond Trust example we discussed earlier. I also think artificial intelligence, AI, will play an even bigger role in cybersecurity, both for attackers and defenders. Imagine AI-powered tools that can detect and respond to threats in real time, or even predict attacks before they happen.
It's an intriguing prospect, but it also presents some challenges. As defenders develop AI-powered defenses, attackers will inevitably use AI to create more sophisticated attacks. We could see a sort of AI arms race emerging.
Yeah, that's a fascinating, if somewhat unsettling, thought. So AI will likely be both a powerful tool and a potential threat in 2025. What else do you see on the horizon?
I predict we'll see increased scrutiny and regulation of data privacy practices. We've already seen a trend towards stricter data privacy laws like GDPR in Europe and CCPA in California, and I expect this trend to continue globally.
That's a good reminder that cybersecurity is not just a technical issue. It also has significant legal and ethical implications. With data breaches becoming more frequent and more damaging, governments and organizations worldwide are recognizing the need to better protect personal information. So as we head into 2025, it seems like cybersecurity is only going to become more complex and more important.
Absolutely. And it's not just an issue for IT professionals anymore. It's a business imperative that affects every aspect of our lives. We all need to be aware of the risks and take steps to protect ourselves and our organizations.
Well said. Now, before we get to the New Year celebrations, I'm curious to hear what stood out to you the most in all of this. What was the most surprising or concerning takeaway from these stories?
I think what strikes me most is the increasing sophistication and boldness of cyber attacks. We're seeing attackers targeting high-profile organizations like government agencies and healthcare systems, exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities, and using advanced techniques like OAuth abuse and QR code manipulation to compromise their targets. It's a clear sign that the threat landscape is evolving rapidly, and we need to step up our game to stay ahead.
I agree. And it really highlights the fact that cybersecurity is no longer just an IT issue. It's a business risk that needs to be taken seriously at the highest levels of every organization. We need to move beyond the mindset of simply reacting to attacks and adopt a proactive approach that emphasizes prevention, detection, and rapid response.
Couldn't agree more. We need to be prepared, not just for the threats we know about, but for the ones we haven't even imagined yet.
Well, that's a great note to end on as we head into 2025.
Yeah.
We'll be back next year to cover all the latest cybersecurity news and trends, but for now, let's all raise a glass to a safe and secure new year. Happy New Year, everyone!
Happy New Year! You know, thinking about all these high-profile attacks, it seems like cyber threats are having a more tangible impact on our everyday lives. We're not just talking about data breaches anymore. We're talking about critical infrastructure disruptions, supply chain issues, and even election interference.
It's true. Cybersecurity is no longer just about protecting data. It's about protecting our way of life. It affects our economies, our democracies, and our personal safety and security. And as we enter 2025, I think we can expect even more scrutiny on data privacy practices. You mentioned earlier that we might see stricter regulations. What might that look like in practice?
We're already seeing a shift towards greater consumer awareness and demand for data privacy. I believe this will lead to more comprehensive regulations that hold organizations accountable for how they collect, store, and use personal information. We could see regulations requiring companies to obtain explicit consent before collecting data, implement stronger security measures to protect data from breaches and provide users with the ability to access, correct, or delete their data.
It sounds like companies will really need to step up their game when it comes to transparency and user control, especially those companies that haven't prioritized data privacy in the past.
Absolutely. There will definitely be some adjustments required, but I believe it's a necessary step to rebuild trust and ensure that individuals' rights are protected in the digital age.
Speaking of trust, you mentioned earlier the potential for an AI arms race in cybersecurity. It's exciting to think about the possibilities of AI for defense, but what are your thoughts on the potential downsides?
It's a valid concern. As AI becomes more powerful, both attackers and defenders will inevitably leverage it to their advantage. We could see attackers using AI to develop more sophisticated malware that can evade traditional security measures, while defenders use AI to try and detect and respond to these evolving threats.
So it becomes a much more intense game of cat and mouse with higher stakes than ever before. And the speed at which AI operates could make this arms race even more unpredictable and difficult to manage.
Exactly. Attacks and defenses could evolve at an unprecedented pace, requiring us to constantly adapt and innovate.
So what can organizations do to prepare for this new era of cyber warfare?
Staying ahead of the curve is critical. Organizations need to invest in research and development to understand the latest AI-powered threats and defenses, and building a skilled cybersecurity workforce that can operate and manage these advanced tools will be essential.
It sounds like expertise in AI is going to be a hot commodity in the cybersecurity field.
Absolutely. And we're not just talking about technical expertise. We'll also need professionals who understand the ethical implications of AI and can ensure that these technologies are used responsibly.
That's a great point. And it's a reminder that anyone interested in cybersecurity can start learning about AI right now. There are tons of online resources available, so you don't have to wait for a formal degree to start building those skills.
I couldn't agree more. There's never been a better time to dive into these fields and contribute to a safer digital world.
And creating a safer digital world requires more than just individual effort. We also need to think about the importance of international cooperation in cybersecurity. These threats don't respect borders, so how can we work together to address them effectively?
International cooperation is absolutely essential. We need to share information about threats, coordinate responses, and develop common standards for cybersecurity practices. If we're all operating on different pages, it creates vulnerabilities that attackers can exploit.
But that's often easier said than done right. There are geopolitical tensions and competing interests that can make collaboration a challenge.
It's true, but the stakes are simply too high to let those challenges prevent us from working together. We need to find ways to build trust and establish mechanisms for effective collaboration, even when it's difficult. We have to recognize that a cyber attack on one nation can have ripple effects across the globe.
You're right. It's a global issue that requires a global response. So what can everyday citizens do to be a part of the solution?
There are a lot of simple but effective things everyone can do to improve their own cybersecurity. Practice good cyber hygiene. Use strong passwords. Be wary of phishing emails and keep your software updated.
Those are great starting points. And I'd add that it's important to stay informed about the latest threats and scams. There are great resources available online from organizations like CISA and the FBI that can help you stay up to date.
Excellent point. And don't be afraid to speak up if you see something suspicious. Report phishing attempts, suspicious websites, or anything else that seems out of place. You might be preventing a much larger attack.
Exactly. We all have a role to play in creating a safer digital environment. It's a collective responsibility. And speaking of responsibility, thinking back to that U.S. Treasury Department breach, it really highlights the importance of holding not just organizations, but also governments accountable for their cybersecurity practices. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's absolutely essential. Governments play a critical role in setting cybersecurity standards, providing resources for defense, and responding to major incidents. And they need to be held to the same standards they expect of private organizations.
It makes sense. They can't exactly advocate for cybersecurity best practices if they're not taking those practices seriously themselves.
Exactly. And I believe we'll see increasing pressure on governments to improve their cybersecurity posture in the coming years. Citizens are becoming more aware of the risks and more demanding of accountability.
It's a complex issue for sure. There's no easy solution, but it's a conversation we need to keep having. Well, before we head into the New Year festivities, let's take a moment to wrap up our 2025 cybersecurity predictions. What else should our listeners be thinking about as we head into the new year?
It's been a fascinating discussion, and as we look ahead, it's clear that cybersecurity will continue to be a top priority for individuals, organizations, and governments alike. One area I'm particularly interested in is the rise of the metaverse and its implications for cybersecurity.
The metaverse. That sounds like uncharted territory when it comes to cybersecurity.
It really is. As we spend more time in virtual and augmented reality environments, we'll need to develop new ways to protect ourselves from cyber threats in these immersive spaces.
It's mind-boggling to think about the sheer scale and complexity of the metaverse. Millions of users, digital assets, interconnected systems. It seems like a hacker's paradise.
It definitely presents unique challenges. We need to start thinking about security from the ground up as we design and build these metaverse experiences. We can't just tack it on as an afterthought.
So we're not just talking about protecting data anymore. We're talking about protecting virtual identities, digital assets, and even physical safety in these interconnected virtual and real worlds.
Exactly. The stakes are incredibly high. Imagine an attacker gaining control of your avatar in the metaverse. They could potentially steal your digital assets, manipulate your perceptions, or even cause physical harm in the real world.
It sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie. But it's a reminder that cybersecurity is constantly evolving, and we need to stay ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. Another trend I anticipate is a growing focus on securing the software supply chain. Attacks like the one on Cyberhaven demonstrate how devastating it can be to have a trusted vendor compromised.
It's a sobering thought. It seems like we hear about major companies getting hit by ransomware attacks or data breaches almost every day. The attackers are becoming increasingly sophisticated and brazen.
You're absolutely right. Organizations need to adopt a more holistic approach to cybersecurity. That includes carefully vetting their vendors, implementing secure coding practices, and continuously monitoring their systems for any signs of compromise.
This is not just about building stronger walls around your own organization anymore. It's about making sure the entire ecosystem is secure.
Precisely. We need to shift from a perimeter-based security model to a zero-trust approach, where every user device and application is treated as potentially untrusted.
Zero trust?
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty radical shift in mindset.
It is a significant change, but it's becoming increasingly necessary in today's interconnected world.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. As we wrap up this last deep dive of 2024, I want to thank you, our amazing listeners, for tuning in to Cyber Mornings Daily. It's been a year filled with challenges and opportunities in the cybersecurity world, and we appreciate you joining us on this journey.
And remember, cybersecurity is a shared responsibility. We all have a role to play in creating a safer and more secure digital world. So stay informed, stay vigilant, and let's make 2025 a year of progress in cybersecurity.
Happy New Year, everyone. Stay safe out there, both online and offline. We'll see you in 2025.